我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，晚上我们又聚集在这里。
Lord, once again, we gather here.
我们愿意在这里从你的话里面看见光。
Here, we're willing to see light from thy word.
主，但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里面做工。
Lord, may you work within us through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把你心里所存的意念借着你从前所说的话今天向我们再说。
So that the thoughts of your heart can be spoken to us once again from thy spoken word.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是不改变的神。
Because you are a God who never changes.
你从前说的话到今天仍然是那样的准确。
Thy spoken words are still just as accurate today.
你从前借着你的话所传达的心思如今还是那么的新鲜。
Thy spoken words to express your heart is still just as fresh today.
主啊，我们称颂你的名。
Lord, we praise thy name.
但愿我们接到你面前来的人都有一个很单纯的心等候在你面前。
May we, as we come into thy presence, await before thee with a very, very pure heart.
你向我们说话的时候，我们里面就明亮。
And as thou speakest to us, that our hearts would be enlightened.
你把你的话解开，我们这边就有响应。
And when you open up your words to us, we would respond.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
但愿你借着以色列人当年所有的经历，今天也提醒我们。
May you, through the experiences of the Israelites, once again remind us today.
叫我们会脱离他们所有过的难处。
So that we would be able to depart away from the hardship that they experienced.
时刻苏醒我们，让我们去支取你自己的信实。
Constantly awaken us so that we can partake of thy faithfulness.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship thee.
我们把这一段时间交托给你。
We entrust this time to thee.
但愿主用着你自己的话向我们发出亮光。
Lord, may you use thy word to shed light to us.
管理我们这段的时间。
Govern this time.
祷告奉主的名。
In the Lord's name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主在士师记第五章的里头。
We thank the Lord that in Judges chapter 5.
借着底波拉的诗歌把以色列人第三次的失败和第三次的经历神是他们的得胜来发表出来。
That in the song of Deborah, it was manifested through the experience and the failure of the Israelites third time to manifest God's victory.
我们不要轻看这一首诗歌。
Let us not look lightly upon this song.
因为我们稍微提过了一下。
Because we have somewhat mentioned.
这一次以色列人的失败和得胜。
The failure and the victory of the Israelites this time.
是神有一些启示在里头。
Within has the revelation of God.
神要让他们知道，如果他们失败。失败在什么地方？
God wants them to know if they have failed, where have they failed?
如果他们蒙拯救的那个根据又是什么？
If they were delivered, also what would that foundation of that deliverance be?
让他们很清楚地知道一件事情。
So that they would clearly know one thing.
他们用别让来代替耶和华神，那定规是带进难处。
If they have used anything to take the place of the Lord God, they would be led into difficulty.
但神的怜悯不会允许他的子民长久的在黑暗里。
But by the mercy of God, he would not allow for his people to be in darkness for long.
所以神在他们中间兴起。
So God would raise up in their midst.
也许兴起来的并不是很多很强。
And those who are risen may not be many or very strong.
但是不在乎这一个。
But it's not dependent upon that.
是在乎在神的子民中间有没有地位让出来给神做工。
But it depends upon the people of God if they have given the place for God to work.
在士师记里头非常明显的表达了这一点。
In the book of Judges, that is clearly manifested.
不是在乎人有多少。
It is not by how much man has.
而是在乎人有没有让神做工。
But it depends if man has allowed for God to work.
人如果不让神做工。
If man does not allow for God to work.
人有再多也 没有结果。
Even if man has even more, there would be not fruitful.
更明显的一件事情。
One very evident thing.
神借着第五章的这首诗歌指出了一个很重要的问题。
God through the song in chapter 5 points a very important thing for us.
属灵的征战是神去应付的。
It is God who deals with the spiritual warfare.
人没有办法去应付属灵的征战。
Man has no way to handle the spiritual warfare.
属灵的征战是神自己的征战。
The spiritual warfare is God's own warfare.
那人只要站在神的那一边。
Man only needs to stand on God's side.
跟上神的引导。
To follow God's guidance.
神就把征战的得胜加在人的身上。
Then man, God will add on to man the victory of the warfare.
那所以我们还没有开始第六章以前。
So even before we begin chapter 6,
我们重新把第五章的那个属灵上的重要性再提一下。
Once again, we want to mention the importance of the spiritual principles in chapter 5.
如果从字句上面来看，第五章的字句没有什么特别吸引我们的。
If we just look at the letter of the word, then in chapter 5, there will be not much that compels us.
好像只是在那里平铺直叙的在诉说过去有那这么一件历史。
It just slightly seems to mention very directly how there was this historical fact.
但是若是我们从这些字里行间看到神把他的心思也调在当中。
But if we're able to see between the lines how God has mixed in his heart and desire.
我们领会了神的心思。
And when we come to realize the heart and desire of God,
那我们跟随神的心思。
And we're able to follow on to the heart and desire of God.
那这就会保守着我们不再落到那个失败软弱里。
Then that will keep us from entering into that weakness and failure.
但是似乎这一首诗歌所带出的属灵的果效在以色列人当中并没有很明显的给他们领会。
But it seems as the fruitfulness of this song in chapter 5 is not fully realized for the Israelites.
所以在国中太平了40年以后，
So after the land had rest 40 years,
以色列人又不行了。
The Israelites again did evil. 所以
第六章开始的时候。
So in chapter 6,
那第一节就是这样说。
First one says,
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
那这一句话如果是在第二次、第三次的失败，那我们觉得就没有什么太突出的意思。
Now, if these words appeared in their second failure or the third failure, we would not see it as outstanding.
但是这一个记录是出现在第五章这那一首诗歌以后，那个意义就完全不一样。
But when these same words appear after the song in chapter 5, then the meaning is completely different.
因为上一波的那一个神在他们中间所做的。
Because the previous wave of work that was done by God,
很明显的指出他们失落的原因。
Amongst their mist clearly points the reason for their weakness.
也很明显的在那里让他们知道那个恢复的那个经那个恢复的经历。
And also clearly points out to them how their experience of revival is.
那在这那么明显的事情摆出来以后。
And when such an evident thing is placed forth.
他们还是照着老样子又下去了。
Still, they walked in their former way and fell.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不能怪以色列人。
Now, brothers and sisters, we cannot blame the Israelites.
我们也不能责备以色列人。
We cannot rebuke them.
我们指着他说你们为什么这样的愚昧。
We cannot point to them and say, why are you so foolish?
已经不是第一次了。
This is not your first time.
你好几次了。
It has been many times.
怎么你还会这样？
How is it you're still this way?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不是说同情他们失败。
Brothers and sisters, it is not that we're sympathize with their failure.
我们不去责备他们的原因，乃是他们的经历在我们这些人的身上 也是一样的那么真实。
But the reason that we do not rebuke them is because the reason for the failure is just as real upon us.
而不是说我们不知道属灵的事情。
It is not that we do not know spiritual matters.
虽然我们不知道很多。
Though we don't know many.
但多多少少我们理会一点。
But more or less we do know some.
什么原因叫我们软弱？我们知道。
What is the reason that causes us to be weak? We are very clear on that.
我们为什么能重新站起来？那个原因我们也知道。
We are also very clear on the reason why we're able to stand up once again.
并且在我们所经历过的事上面也是一而再再而三的那样的出现。
And even in the things that we experience appear once and again for us.
那我们都知道。
We all know.
但是问题我知道并没有解决我们的问题。
But the issue is just knowing does not solve
the problem. 软弱的时候我们还是软弱。
When we're weak, we are still weak.
你说 那这是究竟怎么回事？
Then you question, what is that all about?
是完全不能避免吗？
Is it something we cannot avoid?
难道我们跟随主的人就是这样起起落落的走过我们一生的年日吗？
Is that just the way that we are when we follow the Lord? We'll go up and down as we
follow him. 我们不是说这样的光景是可以接受。
We're not saying that condition is acceptable.
但是我们不能不正视这一出现这种光景的那一个根本的原因在哪里。
But we also must face and realize what the basic reason for that is.
那个根本的原因乃是说我们这些出生在亚当里的人，我们的生命就是如此的喜欢背向神。
The very basic reason for us is that we're in this Adamic life.That we love to turn our backs toward God.
什么时候我们背向神？
Whenever we turn our backs to God.
什么时候我们就下去？
It is whenever we will fall.
但是我们背向神的这一个，好像在天然的那个性格的里面，我们没有办法胜得过他。
But it seems that in our natural character to turn our backs to God, we cannot overcome it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
对以色列人来说，他们可以。
To the Israelites, that's possible.
但是对我们来说是不太可以。
But for us, that is not reasonable.
原因在哪里呢？
Where is the reason?
原因就是说，他们在亚当里就是在亚当里。
Because for them, they are in Adam. They are in Adam.
他们一点脱离亚当的那个条件都没有。
They have no means to depart away from that Adamic life.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们是出生在亚当里。
Yes, we are born in Adam.
但是神的恩典和怜悯却把我们迁移到基督里。
But yet, by the grace and mercy of God, we have been translated into Christ.
那如果我们能长久地活在基督里。
Now, if we can abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不脱离在基督里的那一个地位。
And we do not depart away from our position in Christ.
那软弱也不能在我们身上有地步。
Then weakness would not have ground upon us.
但是问题就是说，我们的天然常常不那么甘心服下来。
But the issue is that by nature we are not very often willing to submit.
明明知道神不喜悦，我们还是要碰一下。
We clearly know that God is not pleased with it, yet we would want to try and touch it.
那结果，所以一而再，再而三的那个。软弱失败。
Therefore, the reason for our failure once and again and again.
所以我们虽然不。同情以色列人这样的光景。
So though we do not sympathize with the condition of the Israelites,
但是我们却不能接受这样的光景。
Nevertheless, we cannot accept such condition.
那神让以色列人一而再、再而三的落在软弱里。
God allows for the Israelites to repeatedly be in weakness.
其中的一个原因。
One of the reasons.
乃是让他们知道他们没有办法靠自己。
It's so that they would know they cannot rely upon themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很清楚地记得。
Brothers and sisters, we clearly remember.
当神在西乃山把律法传给以色列的时候。
When God gave the law to Israel on Mount Sinai.
以色列人是一再在神面前保证。
The Israelites continue to guarantee before God
凡神所吩咐我们的
all that God obey, commands us.
我们都必定遵行。
We will obey.
你看这个话说得很豪爽。
You see how straightforward they were in saying those words.
但是事实不是这样。
Yet that's not how the facts are.
那 在律法传给他们以前
before the law was given to them,
他们并不是不经历失败
it is not that they did not experience failure,
他们到西乃山以前
before they reached Mount Sinai,
他们也经历了好多次的失败
they have also experienced many failures,
但是他们没有看见自己的那一个愚昧
yet they did not see their own foolishness.
所以神在那里说我把话我把我的律例典章传给你们你们要遵守
So God says I'll give you my command judgments and ordinance you must obey
他们就说我们一定遵守我们一定遵守
They said yes we will obey we will keep your word
事实上神早就知道他们不能遵守
But the reality is God know already that they would not keep it
那为什么神知道他们不能遵守还要把旧约的那个律法给他们呢
So why then is it God, since he knew they would not keep his word, still gave him the Old Testament?
反正前面的主日的交通里面弟兄们会在这方面有点交通我就不在这里提了
I won't mention it here because the brethren will mention it in the sharings, upcoming sharings.
但是一个很清楚的事实在这里
But a very clear fact is,
神先把一个标准放在他们那里
God first places a standard before them
然后就让他们从自己本身的经历里面去发觉我们不行
Then allows for them through their personal experiences to discover we cannot do it
不是我们不想
It is not that we're not willing
而是我们不行
Yet we're not able
我想也没有办法
Even though I think I want to do it, I cannot do it.
我知道了也没有办法。
Even if I know it, I cannot do it.
因为我活不出来。
Because I cannot live it out.
我下去就下去了。
If I fall, I will fall.
那这是神允许以色列人一而再再而三的落在那个失败的里头。
That is why God is willing, allowing for the Israelites to continue in their
witness. 但有一件事情我们没有看到，看见第六章以前，我们必须要指出来的。
But there's still another thing we must point out before we enter into chapter 6.
如果按照生命记里边神向他们所说的话
If according to the words which God said to them in Deuteronomy,
他们经过第一次、第二次、第三次都这样软弱的话
If they were weak through these three times,
神可以放弃他们了。
God can forsake them.
因为照着生命记上所说的话，神已经说过了，你们如果是这个样，你们就要给交出去了。
And God has already proclaimed the words in Deuteronomy, if you are still in this condition for three times.
像从前住在迦南地的人那一样给交出去了。
I will give you up, just like the previous people who lived in the land of Canaan.
迦南地也都不要他们了。
Even the land of Canaan would spit them out.
但对以色列人来说呢
？But for the Israelites,
神说地是会把你们赶走。
That the land would cast you out.
你们就要在天下万国中抛给人抛来抛去。
And you will be scattered amongst the earth.
那神把这些话说在前头的。
God has already spoken these words.
但是我们看到。
But we can see.
一次、两次、三次降下来。
Once, twice, three times.
从时间上来说。
From the time frame.
已经走过了一百多年了。
It is already over 100 years.
那神没有把他们丢到外边，让他们在列国中给抛来抛去。
Yet God did not give them up that they would be tossed to and fro in the nations.
神仍然把他们留在本地。
God still allowed for them to remain in the land.
看到一件事。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
神是要让他们在自己的失败和软弱的里边去认识自己的缺陷。
God wants them in their experience and weakness and failure to know their shortcoming.
所以神还是在迦南地给他们管教
So God still disciplines them in the land of Canaan
给他们鞭打
To scourge them
还没有到一个地步把他们交出去
Yet not to a point when God will give them up
那所以当以色列人又一次走迷的时候
So when the Israelites once again went astray
在第六章
Chapter 6
所说到的第四次的他们的受辖制
It is the fourth time it mentions about their oppression
神是把他们交在米甸人的手里。
God gave them over to the Midianites.
米甸人跟他们应该是有亲属的关系。
Now the Midianites should be related to them.
因为米甸人也是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Because the Midianites are also the descendants of Abraham.
但是却不是撒拉所生的。
Yet it is not from Sarah.
也不是夏甲所生的。
It is also not from Hagar.
是撒拉死了以后。
But after the death of Sarah,
亚伯拉罕再娶再娶去的那一个妻子所生的。
It is born the descendant of the wife which Abraham took after the death of Sarah.
那么就是这样说起来。
So when you look at it from that angle,
米甸人跟以色列人是堂兄弟啊。
The Midianites and the Israelites are cousins.
现在神就把他们交在堂兄弟的手里头。
Now, the Lord has given them over to their brethren.
那没有给他们太多的时间。
Did not give them much time.
只是让他们七年在米甸人的手里。
That they were only oppressed by the Midianites for 7 years.
那我们看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
过去呢三次的受压制。
The previous 3 oppressions.
两次从境外来的。
2 times came from outside the boundary.
一次从境内来的。
One was within the land.
就是上一次是从境内来的。
The previous time was from within.
上一次呢是神把那些留下来没有灭绝的那个民族给他们做对头。
The previous time was their enemy was the ones which got allowed for the tribes to remain to oppress them.
第一次第二次都是迦南地境外来的仇敌。
The first 2 times were enemy who came outside the land of Canaan.
现在第四次呢
Now the 4th time.
米甸人呢
The Midianites.
也是从境内来的。
It is also within the land.
米甸人是在约旦河的东边。
The
南方。
The Midianites were east of the river Jordan on the south side.
那他们这次呢来压制以色列人。
This time as they came to oppress the Israelites.
他们并不是在那里代替他们的政权。
They did not take over the government.
他们这次是他们的给以色列人的搞扰真有意思。
The disturbance which they gave the Israelites is very interesting here.
好像你平常的日子你们安居乐业。
It seems like in your normal days you can do as have peace.
没有什么过不去的事。
There's nothing wrong.
但是等到你耕种的时候。
But it is at your harvest.
他们就来了。
Then they will come.
来做什么呢
?What do they come to do?
来破坏你的农作。
They will come and take all your crops.
那破坏了就走掉了。
And after they come to ruin it, they will go away.
7年的功夫都是这样。
And that is all 7 years.
好像就是。
Seems like.
不让你有东西吃。
So you have no food to eat.
所以这里就是说没有留下食物给以色列。
And so here it says that they impoverished Israel.
反正你们一撒种他就来把那个种植的东西来弄掉。
Once they have already sowed, they have come to ruin the crops.
如果有一些个那些作物能长起来。
Now, if some were able to grow.
到收割的时候他们就来收割。
At harvest time, they would come to take the harvest.
他们不叫以色列人去收割。
The Israelites cannot take the harvest.
你们可以去劳苦。
You can go labor.
好像就是我请客你付账一样。
Just like I will invite you to dinner, but you pay the bill.
不仅是那个植物，那个作物是这样。
Not only was the produce that way.
连他们的牲口也是如此。
Even the livestock was the same way.
那所以在以色列人就感觉非常亏，非常的苦恼。
And so it's very sorrowful for the Israelites.
终年的劳苦得不着粮食。
They labored.All year, yet they was not able to have sustenance.
那每次都是这样，你只要布置好那个农作物。
Every time they just set up the crops.
米甸人来了。
The Midianites would come.
连同亚玛力人来了。
They came with the Amalekites. 再
加上一些东方人来了。
And so some from the east came.
这些东方人可能是是以扫的后代了，以东人了。
Now these who came from the east could have been the descendants of Esau, the Edomites.
就是在那里骚扰他们，叫他们生活不得安宁。
It just came to disrupt them so they cannot have peace in their living.
农作不能顺利。
So they cannot have a peace in their crop.
那所以结果就把以色列拖到一个地步，非常非常的穷困。
And so it greatly impoverished Israelites.
那如果我们跟生命记来比较
If we compare this to Deuteronomy
我们觉得神这一次对以色列人已经是 很有恩典了。
We discover then it's very gracious of God to deal with Israel in this way already.
因为按照生命记里面神给他们的警告。
Because according to the warning which God gave them in Deuteronomy,
天要不下雨。
That it would not, the heavens would not give forth rain.
不按时降在哪里。
The spring and fall rains would not be given in due time.
地要好像变成铁一样。
And the land would not be fruitful.
天好像铜一样。
And the heavens would be just like bronze.
那就是整个的来说，这个江南地是不能生产的。
In other words, then the land of Canaan would not produce for them.
但是现在呢？
But now,
神让江南地还能生产。
God still allows for the land of Canaan to give forth.
他们可以收成。
Yet they do not have the harvest.
如果他们心思里边是稍微。有点苏醒的。
If in their heart they were somewhat alert,
他们回想到神在生命记里面怎么跟他们说话。
They would recall the words God told to them in Deuteronomy.
他们就知道了。
Then they will know.
我们现在的光景。
Our condition now.
是我们的自己愚昧造出来的。
It is because of our foolishness.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在他们中间。
Amongst them.
多多少少有一些人，但是很少数。
There were some, but very few in number.
他们体会了这个。
They understood this.
所以他们就呼求神。
So they cried to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
什么时候他们人向神呼求？
Whenever man cries to the Lord.
什么时候神就有回应？
It is then God will respond.
那当他们呼求神。
When they cry to the Lord.
我们留意了。
Pay attention.
头三次。
The first three times.
以色列人这样祈求。
When the Israelites cried this way,
神的拯救马上就显出来。
God's deliverance immediately manifested.
现在是第四次。
Now it's the fourth time.
你看到情形又不一样了。
You see, the conditions are different.
以色列人在那里呼求。
When the Israelites cried,
神没有马上给他们拯救。
God did not immediately give them deliverance.
就是你看到这个区别吗？
Listen, sisters, do you see the difference?
你说为什么神不像前三次那样子立刻就给他们拯救呢？
You question, why isn't that God did not give them immediate deliverance like the previous three times?
那丢之恩你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, then you know.
这是第四次了。
This is the fourth time.
这不是初犯了。
It is not the first offense.
这是第四次了。
It is the fourth time.
所以神就让他们去领会一件事。
So God allowed for them to understand one thing.
神不是有求必应的。
God is not one who just answers our cries.
神愿意答应我们的呼求。
He is willing to answer our cries.
但是向神呼求的人必须要在神眼前做一个对的人。
But those who cry unto the Lord must be one who is right before him.
如果在神面前不是一个对的人，
If you're not one right before him,
你求神也没有回应。
You can ask, yet God will not answer.
没有回应，原因在哪里呢？
Why is the reason for the no answer?
我们读先知书的时候就很知道了。
When we read the prophetic books, we would know.
我们的人的祷告根本就到不了神那里。
It is because man's prayers did not reach to God.
因为人的愚昧好像一个阻挡在那里，把人的祷告都挡回来了。
It seems like man's foolishness is just like a barrier that will hinder the prayers to go to God.
甚至严重的一点的。
If it's more severe.
当然，那个圣经没有很明确的在那里说。
Of course, the scriptures did not say that very clearly.
但是却是隐隐约约给我们看到。
But hiddenly, it shows us.
你可以在那里求告神。
You can cry unto God.
但是你所求告都给撒旦收去了。
But all those cries would be taken by Satan.
根本就没有到神那里。
It did not even reach God.
你说撒旦怎么可以收我的祷告呢？
And so you question, how can
我是向神祷告的。
Satan intercept my prayers. I pray to God.
他怎么可以来收掉了没收了我的祷告。
How can he confiscate all my prayers?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们在神面前是对的。
If we're right before God.
撒旦绝对没有任何的可能来挡住我们的祷告。
Satan has no possibility to hinder any of our prayers.
但是因着我们不对了在神的眼中。
Because if we're not right in the sight of God.
留下了地步。
We have given ground.
留下了那个。
We have given a breach.
所以我们的祷告出来,
then when we pray,
就给撒旦留下 机会把那个祷告烧掉。
We have given an opportunity to Satan to take away those prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你记得但以理书上的一些事。
Brothers and sisters, you remember some of the things in the book of Daniel.
但以理向神祷告。
When Daniel was praying to God.
神也答，很快就答应但以理的祷告。
God also quickly answered the prayer of Daniel.
但是神答应但以理的祷告，迟迟不能传到但以理那里。
Yet the answer of God to the prayer of Daniel cannot quickly reach Daniel.
原因在哪里？
Where's the reason?
原因就是当神的答应要送到但以理那去的时候。
The reason being when God's answer was to be delivered to Daniel.
撒旦的差役就来打岔了。
The messenger of Satan came to intercept. To came to hinder.
虽然他没有把神的答应没收去。
Though they're not able to take away the answer of God.
但是却是把神答应但以理祷告的时间延后了很多。
But what it was, it tarried the time in which God's answer reached Daniel.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
但以理在神面前是蒙神喜悦的人。
Daniel was one who pleased God.
他也是倾心寻求神的人。
He also was one who seek after God with a pure heart.
在那里是这样的猖狂。
Even Satan would be so boastful in acting against such a person.
如果人这一方面有缺陷的话。
Now if man would have some shortcoming.
他就把我们的祷告或者把神对我们祷告的答应全没收掉。那个事实是存在的。
Then the fact that he will confiscate our prayers to God, our answers from God to us is possible.
所以在这里我们看到了。
Here we can see.
当以色列人向神求告。
As Israelites cried unto God.
神没有马上兴起拯救。
God did not immediately raise up a deliverance.
神先做了一件事。
He first did one thing.
我们看到这里。
Here we see.
神就差遣先知到以色列人那里。
God sent a prophet unto the children of Israel.
到那里做什么呢？
To do what?
指出他们的愚昧。
To point out their foolishness.
指出他们在神面前跟神过不去的事。
To point out the fact that they did against God.
要让他们现在神面前有悔改。
So that they first will repent before God.
不是光是在神那里求神给恩典。
Not only to ask grace before God.
你要想用神的恩典，你先悔改。
If you want to enjoy God's grace, you must first repent.
与神的那个正常的关系。
You must first adjust that normal relationship with God.
叫神的祝福没有阻挡的，可以临到他们。
Then God's blessing can come upon them without any hindrance.
那所以先知到他们那里的时候。
So when the prophet went to them.
很明显的跟他们说。
Clearly said to them.
你们回想你们的神如何在你们的祖宗身上做工。
Recall how God worked upon your fathers.
神做工是做的那样的真实。
His work was so true.
又是那样的明确。
It was so clear.
那现在你们不听神的话。
Now you do not obey God.
所以就落到这样困扰的里面。
And so you're in such hardship.
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
你们要归回到神那里。
You must return to God.
但神说。
God said,
你们竟然没有听从我的。
Yet you did not obey my voice.
那弟兄姊妹，我们该留意的是在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters, where should we take note?
当先知这样向以色列民说话了以后。
When the prophet spoke these words to Israel.
以色列人有没有悔改？
Did the Israelites repent?
以色列人有没有回转到神那里？
Did the Israelites repent to God?
没有。
No.
所以你就看到神当时的拯救迟延了。
So you can see God's deliverance tarried.
没有像头三次那样，你这边一祈求神，马上在那边就答应就兴起。
Unlike the first three times when you ask, God will immediately manifest His deliverance.
很显然的，你看到。
Apparently you can see.
在这一次，当神的拯救显明出来的时候，和他们向神有所求的这两件事情的当中有一个空档了。
In this manifestation, you can see in their asking and God's answer, there is a period in between.
在这个空档里边，神让先知到他们当中，叫他们得光照。
And during this period, God sent a prophet so that they can be enlightened.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
他们只需要神，只要神的祝福。
They only want God's blessing.
而不要神的光照。
And do not want the light of God.
神的话已经说了。
God has already spoken His word.
神给他们指出他们的问题所在了。
God points to them their problem.
但他们却没有脱离。
Yet they did not depart.
我们从哪里看到呢？
Where can we see that?
弟兄姊妹们，你
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
但后来神把基甸呼召出来的时候，
After God called out Gideon,
你看见神要呼基甸 做的头一件事是什么？
You can see what the first thing God wants Gideon to do.
就在第六章的下半。
Is in the second half of chapter 6.
他说你回家。
Go home.
把你父亲的那个祭祀巴利的那个坛拆掉。
To take down the altar of your father's house.
然后把你父亲的那第二只七岁的牛拿来做燔祭。
And then to take the young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, for sacrifice.
就把那个拆掉的巴利的坛的那个木头来做那个燃料。
And so use the altar of Baal to be the fire.
弟兄姊妹，你看他们。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
先知说话在前。
First, the prophet spoke.
神圣基甸显现在后。
And then God appeared to Gideon.
先知说话了以后，到神显现，上基甸显现以前。
After the prophet spoke, before God appeared to Gideon,
这一段时间以色列人继续在拜偶像。
During that period, the Israelites continued to worship the idol.
以色列人根本就没有离开他们惹神怒气的那些事实。
The Israelites did not depart away from the things which brought the wrath of God.
那所以你就看到神为什么迟延。
So you can see why God delayed.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然神是迟延。
Though God delayed.
但神并没有忘记他的百姓。
Yet he did not forget his people.
神的百姓这许大部分的人还在那里留恋偶像。
Most of the people still desire for the idols.
但是有少部分的人他们是在仰望神。
Yet there was a small number of people that looked to God.
那我们看到大部分的人还是留恋那个偶像。
We can see still most of the people desire the idols.
从哪里看到呢？
Where can we see that?
就是也是从刚才巴利去把他父亲的那个神坛拆掉的那件事情。
It is still from the same incidents when Gideon took down the altar of his father's house.
头一点你注意的。
The first thing you can see.
基甸知道神要做那件事。
Gideon know the thing which God will do.
但是他没有胆量在白天做。
Yet he did not dare do it in the day.
那为什么他没胆量在白天做呢？
Why was he afraid to do it in the day?
因为他知道反对的人很多。
Because he know there's much opposition.
所以他就只好在黑夜里面去做。
So he can only do it during the night.
这是他的信心不赶不上的那个那表现。
That is a manifestation of his insufficient faith.
这个带回我们再。
We share about that later on.
然后你就看到
Then you can see,
第二天早晨
the second day,
第二天白天来了
the next day,
那城里的人一看
when the people of the city saw,
怎么我们的那个偶像的坛没了拆掉了
how come our altar has been taken down?
你看到那个字里行间说的几乎全城的人都要来兴问罪之事
you can just see between the lines the whole city of people ask who did this
谁有这个胆量把巴利的坛拆掉
who dared this take down the altar of Baal
找出这个人来把他杀掉
find this person and kill him
这个是整个城里头的人的反应
that is the response of the entire city
所以弟兄姊妹你就对照先知在那里说过的话
so brothers and sisters to the spoken word of the prophet
我跟你们说了，但是你们还是不听从。
I've spoken to you, yet you did not obey my voice.
那在这种情形的底下
，under that condition，
你说
，you say，
以色列人还有盼望吗
？Does the Israelites still have hope？
他们对偶像有那么深的感情
？They have such a deep feeling for the idols。
他们对神以外的事物有那么深的感情
？Things outside of God, they have such a great love for。
但对神确实不理不睬。
Yet to God, they're not mindful at all。
你说他这样的。以色列人他们在神面前还有机会吗
Then for such Israelites do they still have a way before God to be delivered? We thank the Lord.
虽然大部分的人 都留恋着偶像。
Though most of the people still desire idols.
但确实还是有少数的人在那里仰望神。
There are still a small number who look to God.
所以才有在他们中间有人去求告神。
That's why there would be some who cry to the Lord.
绝对不是全体去求告神。
It's absolutely not the entire body crying to the Lord.
我们肯定那是很少数的人在那里求告神。
It is for sure only a small group crying unto God.
因为如果是全体去祷告神的话，巴力的坛就不必拆。
If they indeed cried out to God as a whole, then they do not need to take down the altar of Baal.
感谢神。
Thank God.
虽然是少数。
Though it is small in number.
我们不能忘记神在地上做工的一个法则。
We cannot forget one of the principles in which God works on earth.
神在地上做工，他先找与神表同情的人。
As he works on earth, he first finds one who would find agreement with him.
如果没有人与神表同情，神就不做工。
If no one sympathizes with God, he would not work.
如果有人与神表同情，
If one would agree with God,
哪怕只有一个人，
Even if only one,
神还是有做工的条件。
God still has a channel in which he can work.
弟兄姊妹，你说只有一个人就可以了吗？
Brothers and sisters, you question, only one is needed?
是，只有一个人就可以。
Yes, only one is needed.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还记得，
Brothers and sisters, if you still remember,
以西结书上面的话，
Upon the book of Ezekiel,
那里不是神对以西结不是说了这么一些话吗？
Did God not say to Ezekiel these words?
说到犹大被掳以前的那种光景。
It spoke of the condition before Judah was taken captive.
神说我在这全犹大地去寻找人来占破口，来修长垣。
God says, I'm looking for one person who would stand in the breach, who would uphold the walls.
但是我找不到。
Yet I cannot find one.
你留意到一句神说那段话。
You can see the words which God spoke.
神并不是要找很多人来占破口。
He's not looking for many to stand in the breach.
他说我只要找到一个就可以了。
As long as I find one to stand there.
那结果是什么呢？
What's the result?
连一个也没给神找到。
God did not find even one.
所以神要挽回犹大。
So for God to deliver Judah,
神没有机会做这个事。
There was no chance for him to do such work.
因为神没有做工的条件。
Because God did not have a channel in which to work.
神说只要一个。
Only one.
我就寻找一个人在那里站破口。
If I can find one standing in the breach.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从这些话我们看到一件很宝贝的事。
From such words we can see a very precious thing.
有少数人在神面前。
If a small group before God.
他们是倾心的寻求神。
If they seek after God with a pure heart.
不因着他们是少数的人。
Not only because they're few in numbers.
因着他们的仰望祈求。
But because of their waiting and asking,
神就找到与神表同情的人。
God finds those who are agreeing with him.
神就可以做工。
God would be able to work.
那也许弟兄姊妹们，又问了。
Maybe brothers and sisters might ask then,
为什么神要这样限制他自己？
Why would God restrict himself in such a way?
没人与他表同情，他就不做工。
No one to sympathize with him, he would not work.
是他不肯做工，还是不能做工？
Is he not willing to work or not able to work?
还是他不愿做工？
Or he's not willing to work.
不是神不能。
It is not that he's not able.
也不是神不肯。
It is not that he's not willing to.
是神不愿意。
But he's not willing to.
为什么神不愿意呢？
Why is he not willing to?
因为神是信实的神。
Because he is a faithful God.
当他造人的时候，
When he created man,
他把地的权柄交了给人，
he gave the authority of the land to man.
神就信守他的信实。
God holds on to his faithfulness.
所以神在地上做工的时候，
so as God works on earth,
他要有人在哪里与他比较同情，
he needs man to agree with him.
那这个话从旧约一直到新约，我们都看到许多的事实是说明这个事情。
We can see many facts, many words that speak of this truth from the Old to the New Testament.
那正因为这样，
because of that,
我们就看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
从以色列人的历史里面看到我们所该要持守的。
From the history of the Israelites, we can see what we need to hold fast to.
我们 求主给我们有恩典。
We ask the Lord to give us grace.
常常保守着我们，是站在一个地位上面，是让神可以得着做工的机会。
That He would always allow for us to stand on one position, and that is to allow for God to have the channel in which to work.
那因着少数人的在神面前的仰望。
Because there is a small group of people looking to God.
以色列人大体上没有回转。
Even though the majority of the Israelites did not repent.
但是神因着那少数人的仰望。
Yet because of that small group of people looking to God.
他也显明。
God also manifested His deliverance.
所以神亲自来到一个人叫做基甸那里。
So God came to this person Gideon.
那基甸这个人。
Now this person Gideon.
他是寻求神的人。
He is one who sought after God.
但却是一个没有信心的人。
Yet he was one who was without faith.
是一个会看环境却不会看神的人。
He is one who would look around his circumstances and not upon God.
你说这样的人。他是寻求神。
You say this person seeks after God.
是他寻求神。
Yes, he seeks after God.
但是因为是这样的一个人。
But because he is also.
你晓得他的寻求也不是很热烈的。
Such a person, he will not seek very fervently.
他好像是在上面所说的，因为受苦，所以就上神。
And so you can just imagine him being someone who cried to the Lord because they were in sorrow.
并不是因为他认识神,
not because he knew God.
他领会神的心思,
and he understood the heart of God.
所以他来求告神,
so he came to seek after God.
那基甸还不是这样的人。
Gideon was not yet such a person.
虽然他没有到这样高的光景,
though he was not at such a high condition.
但是他总算是一个会求告神。
Nevertheless, he was still one who still know how to cry to God.
神也就向他显现。
So God also appeared to him.
那现在我们来看这神和基甸当中的一些事情。
Now let's take a look at some of the things between God and Gideon.
这里有些事情很值得我们去留意。
Some things are worthy of our attention here.
那十一节。
Verse
11. 耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿斯的橡树下。约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。
And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, and pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites.
神把基甸摆出来。
God places forth Gideon.
但是一摆出来，你就看见是一个惧怕的人。
You right away, you can see he is one who is afraid.
他还好。
It's still good.
那一次的那个农作物没有给米甸人糟蹋。
That his harvest was not ruined by the Midianites.
还能留到收割的时候。
It can still be kept until harvest.
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take
note. 虽然是留到收割的时候可以去收成。
Though he can harvest at harvest time.
但是他在哪里打藏呢？
But he is at the wine press. He's not at the threshing floor.
打藏应该在那个藏地上。
He should thresh the wheat on the threshing floor.
在火场上吗？
It should be on the threshing floor.
但现在他在哪里打藏呢？
But where is he beating out the wheat?
在酒榨那里。
It is by the wine press.
为什么在酒榨那里呢？
Why is it by the wine press?
那里安全一点。
It's safer there.
那里没有那么显眼露眼。
It is not so obvious there.
你要在场上打藏。
If you are on the threshing floor,
米甸人一看，哦。
When the Midianites see,
以色列人在那里有收成。
There's harvest by the Israelites there. Let's go.
又没了。
They will lose their crops.
那你要保要安全。
So you want to be safe.
又要保留那个农作。
And you want to keep your harvest.
所以那个麦子收割下来以后。
So after you take the wheat.
就弄到酒榨那里。
You take it to the wine press.
酒榨起码是在房。屋子里边嘛。
Because the wine press is in the house.
外面人看不见他在那里做什么。
The others cannot see what you're doing.
他为什么要躲在那里打藏？
Why must he hide there to thresh the wheat?
圣经说得太清楚了。
The scriptures are very clear.
因为他怕。
Because he was afraid. He was hiding from the Midianites.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
基甸这一个人。
This person Gideon.
他也是一个满了惧怕的人。
He is one filled with fear.
没有胆量。
He was afraid.
他就躲起来做工的。
He worked hiddenly.
那神就上他，神的使者就上来显现。
The messenger of the Lord appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹，先记住，是神的使者向他们显现。
Brothers and sisters, remember, it's an angel of the Lord that appeared to him.
但是我们要留意的。
Later, what we need to see.
究竟是耶和华的使者，还是神的自己？
Is it the angel of the Lord or God himself?
那待会我们再看见这一点。
We'll see that point later on.
我们先解决了那个基甸的光景。
Now just take note of Gideon's condition first.
那他是会求告神，但是却没有信心。
He will cry unto God, yet was without faith.
也是满了惧怕。
Filled with fear.
所以当神向他显现的时候。
So when God appeared to him.
神的使者就对他说了。
The angel of the Lord said.
他是大能的勇士啊。
Mighty Gideon.
耶和华与你同在。
The Lord is with thee.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他怎么可能是大能的勇士？
How can he be a mighty man of valor?
如果他是大能的勇士，他就不会躲在那个酒闸里面去。
If he was a mighty man of valor, he would not hide in the wine press threshing the wheat.
他要躲到那个酒闸里面去躲藏啊！他勇敢，就算是勇敢，也是很有限了。
Even if he was courageous, it's very limited since he threshed the wheat in the wine press.
但神的使者对他说。
But the angel of the Lord said to him,
大能的勇士,
Mighty man of valor,
你不仅是勇士,
not only are you a mighty man,
你还是大能的勇士,
but you are a mighty man of valor.
这个话怎么说呢?
How can we understand that?
基甸固然不明白,
of course, Gideon did not understand.
他也不敢当,
he dare not accept this.
但他却忘了神说这个话是怎么说。
Yet he forgot how God said these words.
大能的勇士。
Mighty man of valor.
耶和华与你同在。
The Lord is with thee.
你所以成为大能的勇士。
The reason you're a mighty man of valor.
不是因为你是。
Not because you are.
你不是。
You are not.
不过。
But.
耶和华与你同在。
The Lord is with thee.
你就是大能的勇士。
Then you are a mighty man of valor.
现在耶和华的使者来到你面前。
Now the angel of the Lord came to you.
他跟你说话。
He said this to you.
他要叫你从软弱成为刚强。
So that you would be from weakness to strength.
他要叫你从胆怯变成勇敢。
So you're afraid to be courageous.
所以耶和华的使者一说话就把他最缺欠的点出来。
When the angel of the Lord spoke, he immediately pointed out his weakness.
这话打中了。
This was right on the point.
基甸的回答很有意思。
Gideon's reply is very interesting.
他说主啊，若耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？
Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all of this befallen us?
我们的列祖不是向我们说耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。
And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
弟兄姊妹，你不能说基甸这一番话不对。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot say these words of Gideon's are wrong.
因为当时的事实果然是这样。
Because those are the facts.
出埃及是历史。
Out of Egypt is history.
神在他们祖宗身上显明的大能是历史。
All the miracles upon their fathers are history.
现在神好像丢弃了我们也是事实。
Now it seems like God has forsaken us. That also is the fact.
因为我们现在米甸人就把我们压制了，我们反抗不来。
Because now the Midianites oppress us, we cannot rebel.
那这都是事实。
These are all facts.
你没有办法说米甸说的话，基甸说的话不准确。
You cannot say the words of Gideon are wrong.
但是他的话的确是不准确。
But his words indeed are wrong.
不准确在哪里呢？
Why is it wrong?
在他说话的基础。
It's because on the foundation in which he spoke.
因为他说话的基础。
The foundation in which he spoke. It is in what his eyes can see.
不仅是在眼见。
Not only what is visible.
并且是在离弃耶和华的。 这个地位上。
But also upon the position which he departed away from the Lord.
神应许以色列一切的应许都是带着条件的。
All the promises of God to Israel is with a condition.
神跟以色列所给神给以色列的一切的应许没有一样不带着条件的。
All the promises of God to Israel, not one is without a condition.
那个条件是什么？
What is that condition?
你们若听从我的话，
If you obey my words,
遵守我的约，
and keep my covenant,
遵守我的律例，
and keep my statutes,
那我就怎样怎样怎样怎样，
then so and so.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见
Brothers and sisters, you see,
以色列人所承受的属地的祝福都是带着条件的。
All the earthly blessings which Israel will have is with a condition.
神是要求他们先符合那个条件。
God first asked them to meet that condition.
你们符合那个条件，神的祝福就自然就显出来。
If you meet those conditions, God's blessing will be manifested.
如果你不符合那个条件，神的祝福不可能显出来。
If you do not meet those conditions, God's blessing would not be manifested.
就在像新约里面的一样。
Just like in the New Testament.
新约里面神给我们的恩典和应许。
The grace and promise which God gives us.
也很明显的分成两个部分。
It's very clearly in two parts.
一个部分是不带着条件的。
One is without condition.
另外一个部分是带着条件的。
One part is with condition.
如果不带着条件的那一些。
Those without condition,
你只要去支取，神就给。
As long as you partake, God will give it to you.
救恩是不带着条件的。
Those are without condition.
救恩是不带着条件的。
Salvation is without condition.
你用信心到那里支取，神就给。
If you use by faith to appropriate it, God will give it to you.
但是你要祷告的答应呢，那是带着条件的。
But if you want your prayers to be answered, there is a condition.
什么条件呢？
What condition?
我稍微提一点就好。
I'll just mention a bit.
头一个条件。
The first condition.
你必须要奉主的名。
It must be in the Lord's name.
你是奉主的名。
If it's in the Lord's name.
我说奉主的名不是说嘴巴里面说奉主的名这一个词。
Now when I say in the Lord's name, it's not just by lip service in the Lord's name.
而是说我们的祷告是放在主的名里边也能放得进去的。
But that even our prayers are able to fit into the Lord's name.
说白一点。
To be very plain.
你必须是祷告在神的旨意里。
You must pray in the will of God.
你祷告在神的旨意里，神的答应，神祷告的答应就来。
If you pray in the will of God, His answer will come.
我们又说。
And then.
你要得着神。祷告的应许。
If you want to gain the promise of God's prayer,
你必须和神中就没有间隔。
You must have no barrier between yourself and God.
如果有犯罪的事情没有清理，
If you did not deal with sin,
祷告就没有条件可以答应。
The prayer will have no means by which it can be answered.
又比方说，
For example,
也许平常我们不太知道。哎呀，原来祷告是一个有条件的应许。
Sometimes we may be aware of the fact that prayer is with a condition.
神说你要饶恕你的弟兄。
You must forgive your brother.
你如果不饶恕你的弟兄。
If you do not forgive your brother.
神也不就不给不饶恕你。
Then God will not forgive you.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
你在那里求神赦免我，赦免我。
When you're praying to God, God forgive me, God forgive me.
神说你不赦免弟兄，我怎么赦免你？
God says to you, if you don't forgive your brother, how can I forgive you?
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
在救恩上面，神没有要求我们去答应什么条件。
Upon salvation, God did not ask for us to meet any condition.
但是走过了救恩的这一个阶段。
But after this stage of salvation,
进到我们在神面前的生活。
When we enter into our living before God,
享用神的丰富。
To enjoy the fullness of God,
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们看到神给我们许多的应许是都是带着条件的。
God's shows us that many of his promises is with a condition.
事情弟兄姊妹，你就更清楚了。
Just another matter, then you'll be more clear.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就叫他得安息。
Those who labor heavy laden can come unto me and I will give him rest.
这是救恩。
That is salvation.
但接下去主说呢
？But if you follow on, the Lord says, you must take of my yoke,
学我的样式
，to learn of me.
这样
，then
你们就必享安息。
Then you will enjoy rest.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个是得救以后生活上，得救以后的年日，你要享用神的丰富。
That is after being saved in your days, you want to enjoy that richness.
这一部分是带着条件。
That part is with a condition.
平常我们没有太注意到这个。
Many times we do not take note of that.
但是我们必须不能忽略这一个。
But we cannot neglect that.
因为主给我们看到。
Because the Lord shows us.
他乐意我们进入他的丰富。
He is willing for us to enter into His richness.
但是我们必须要预备好我们自己是一个盛装神丰富的器皿。
But we must prepare ourselves to be a vessel which is able to hold the fullness of God.
那基甸在那一个时候。
At that time for Gideon.
他只是在眼见里面看到环境。
He only saw the visible condition.
他没有看到神。
He did not see God.
他只看见神应许的祝福
He only saw the blessings promised by God
却没有看到享用神祝福的条件
Yet he did not see the condition in which to enjoy God's promise
所以他在那里说出了这一段的话
So he spoke these words
你不能说他的话不是事实
You cannot say his words are not the facts
但是你看到这个事实是不准确的事实
But you see the facts are inaccurate
因为这些事实是站在一个不准确的地位上来所发出来的疑惑。
Because these facts are expressed in a position of doubt.
所以简单的来说。
So simply put.
乃是说。
It means.
基甸里面的信心昏暗。
The faith within Gideon was dim.
没有省察自己在神面前。的亏欠
He did not search his shortcoming before God.
所以产生这许许多多的疑惑，我们完全可以理解。
So it's very understandable for us when he has so many doubts.
因为我们自己也常常在这种光景。
Because we ourselves are often in this condition.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
基甸有一个愿意寻求神的心。
Gideon has a heart to seek after God.
就是那么一点点。
Just that little bit.
愿意寻求神的心。
Willing to seek after God.
神就向他显现。
God appeared to him.
那是神就接着对基甸说话。
Then God followed to say to Gideon.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华观看基甸。
And the Lord looked upon him.
耶和华观看基甸
And the Lord looked upon him.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到 你可以想象
Brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
当基甸在这里说那一大堆的话的时候
When Gideon said all these words.
满了疑惑的话的时候
Words full of doubt.
神好像那个瞪着眼睛看着他
It seems like God just stared at him.
不是呵护他不是呵护他
It is not to scare him.
而是要特别让他去注意。
But it is for him to take note.
你看神怎么说
？What did God say？
你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
不是我差遣你去的吗
？Have not I sent thee？
弟兄姊妹，你看到了
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
这话里面就是说
In these words,
你不要以为你自己能拯救以色列人
Do not think you yourself can save Israel
但是你也不要小看你不能拯救以色列人
But do not look down upon the fact you cannot save them
因为你能拯救以色列人不是因为你有这个能力
Because the reason you can save Israel is not because you have the ability
是因为我要差遣你去
Because I will send thee
我要把你差遣去
I will send you
你就能拯救以色列
Then you will be able to deliver Israel
那这是对一个凭眼见来认识事物的人是永远没有办法能接受的事实
Now for one who only looks at the external circumstances this is something he cannot accept
我们觉得非常宝有意思的。
We find it very meaningful.
神要得着基甸来拯救以色列人。
God wants to gain Gideon to deliver Israel.
神是先来拯救他。
First, God comes to deliver Gideon.
拯救他脱离人的愚昧。
To save him from man's foolishness.
脱离人的疑惑。
To depart away from man's doubt.
脱离凭眼见来做事。
To depart away from doing things with what is visible.
所以当神跟基甸碰一接上的时候
，So when God met Gideon，
神就是把这样一个那么重大的事情搁在他那。
God gives him such an important thing。
那这些事情是基甸所没有办法能接受的。
This is things that Gideon cannot accept。
所以他就说啊
，So then he said，
我家在马拿西这个支派里边是很微小的。
My family is poor in Manasseh.
我也是很微小的。
I'm the least in my father's house.
我怎么能去做这个事情？
Wherewith shall I save Israel?
那神说。
And the Lord said,
我跟你同在。
I will be with thee.
你就可以击打米甸人。
Surely you shall smite the Midianites.
如同击打一人一样。
As one man.
你不要看米甸人有那么许多。
Do not see that Midians have so many people.
我跟你同在。
I will be with thee.
他们不管有多少人。
No matter how much they have.
连一个人都比不上。
They will not be even as one.
我跟你同在。
I will be with thee.
你把他们千千万万的人打下去，如同打击倒一个人一样。
You will smite them thousands upon thousands as one.
那这个话好像把基甸的那一个信心挽回到一点点的苏醒。
Now, these words seem to have recovered some of Gideon's faith just a little bit.
但是还没有醒。
But he's not alert yet, awakened yet.
因为他跟神的使者这样对话过了以后，他还不能确定。
Because after
究竟这个是谁
？The words with the angel of the Lord, he was not sure who he was speaking with.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
那基甸当时
，at that time，
他就做了，就要求神做一件事。
He asked God to do one thing。
他说，十七节
，verse 17，
我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道与我说话的就是主。
If now I found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me。
他要弄清楚这个究竟是谁。
He wants to be clear who he is speaking with.
他怎么说话那么有力
？How can he speak with such power？
连我都好像给他感染过来。
It seems like I'm somewhat influenced by him.
但我要弄清楚他是谁。
I must first be clear on who he is.
所以他就说，我求你给我一个证据，让我知道你是谁。
So show me a sign so I know who you are.
他要求什么证据呢
？What kind of sign？
他怀疑这个是神。
He doubts this is he thinks this is God.
但是他不敢说他就是神。
Yet he dare not say it is God.
他要试验一下究竟他是不是神。
So he wants to test to see if he is God.
那我们用属灵的话来说。
To use spiritual words.
他要寻求明白主的所事。
He wants to seek understanding on who the Lord is.
那所以他就说。你不要离开。
So do not depart.
我回家拿着的礼物。
I will present a present.
我带来给你。
And I will bring it to you.
你等在这里等我回来。
Tarry here, I will come again.
那他就回去了。
So he went home.
他就马上宰了一个羊羔。
And made ready a kid.
马上就用一个面呢做了无酵饼。
And unleavened cakes.
那就把这些都带到这个耶和华的使者的面前。
And he brought it unto the angel of the Lord.
那他要看
，He wants to see
这个使者怎么处理这些
，How this messenger will deal with these things。
如果他拿来就这样吃
，If he just ate these things，
他就知道这个不是神。
Then he knows this is not God。
但是要怎样才知道他是神呢
？How would he know then it is God？
那他就要看这一个人怎么做。
He wants to see what the messenger will do。
所以基甸在这里。他找到了一个方法去印证这个是不是神。
So Gideon here found a way to confirm is this is God.
虽然这个方法是很愚昧，
though this way is very foolish,
但是却是在原则里。
But it's still in principle.
什么原则？
What principle?
是在交通里边寻求神。
It is to seek after God through fellowship.
他实在是用借着这个交通的原则来去印证这一位是谁。
He wants to use this way of fellowship to confirm who this person is.
那么神的使者就告诉他说，
So the angel of the Lord said to him,
你把这些都放在这个磐石上。
Now place all this upon the rock.
基甸就放上去了。
So he placed it upon the rock.
使者就用那个杖头一点。
So the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff.
那就有火出来，把这个肉和把这些东西都烧掉。
And rose up fire to consume the flesh and all these things.
那这个事情做过了以后。
And so after this was done,
神的使者也隐藏了。
The angel of the Lord was hid.
基甸这个时候里边就苏醒了。
Then Gideon was alert.
他说糟糕了。
Oh, at last.
我看到了神的使者，我还能活。
I've seen the angel of the Lord. How can I live?
我亲眼看见神的使者。
I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face.
我还能活。
Can I live?
感谢神。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
上面。
Before.
我们中文圣经是很清楚这样说。
In the Chinese translation, it is.
我求你给我一个证据。
I ask you to give me a sign.
让我知道跟我说话的是主。
That it is the Lord who talketh with me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在基甸的心思里头。
In the heart of Gideon.
有一个意念。
He already had this thought.
这个可能是谁?
This is possibly God.
但是究竟是不是神?
But in fact, is he God?
他无从知道。
He does not know.
所以他就要寻出那个结果。
So he needs to find out.
那现在呢?
Now,
他看见了。
He saw.
这一个称为神使者的，他是用接受献祭的那一个光景来接受他的礼物。
This angel of the Lord accepted his present with the method of accepting a sacrifice.
哎呀，他就知道了。
Then he knew.
这个真是从神来的。
This indeed is from God.
他还不知道这个就是神的自己。
He does not yet know this is God himself.
所以他在那里就说，哎呀，糟糕了，糟糕了，
我完了。So he says, at last, I'm finished.
那感谢神。
But thank God.
神在这里明说了。
God is clearly said here.
这里神不再用耶和华的使者这个称呼来说了。
Not only does he speak in the angel of the Lord now,
是神自己亲自对他说。
And the Lord said unto him,
你不必怕。
Peace be with thee, fear not.
你不必怕。
Fear not.
是谁说？
Who said?
是耶和华说。
The Lord said.
不是使者说。
Not the angel of the Lord.
那现在我们就要。到这里我们要弄清楚一个。
Now, here we have to be clear.
究竟这个是耶和华的使者还是耶和华？
Is it the angel of the Lord or the Lord?
在这里还没有很清楚。
Here we're still not very clear yet.
如果我们看到参孙的时候，我们就看得更清楚。
When we see the matters of Samson, we can see more clearly.
不过在这里也给我们看到。
Here we can also see though.
是神自己。
It is the Lord himself.
但是。
But.
我们必须要。领会这一个
We must understand this.
就关乎神这个三而一的那个事实。
We have to understand the fact about the Trinity God.
在这里我不详细提那一方面的事。
I won't go into the details here.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹你记得三而一的这个属灵的事实。
But brothers and sisters, remember this fact, the triune God.
所以神提到他要做一些工的时候，他圣经里边常常是用复数来表达神的。
When God would manifest, He would do His work. The scriptures often describe Him in a plural form.
在造人的时候。
When He created man.
哪里怎么神说
？What did it say about God?
我们要照着我们的形象和样式造人。
Let us make man in our image.
那神是独一的。怎么会跑出一个我们出来
？God is the only true and one only God. How can it be us?
这就是三而一的 那个奥秘。
That is the mystery of three in one.
也不仅是在造人的时候是这样。
Not only the fact when he created man.
以赛亚在异象里边看见在天上的神。
Even when Isaiah saw God in heaven in his vision.
也听见神在那里说话。
He also heard God speaking there.
他听见神说。
He heard God saying,
我可以差遣谁呢?
Who can I send?
谁肯为我们去呢?
Who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹, 是我还是我们?
Brothers and sisters, is it me or us?
是独一的神还是不是独一的神?
Is it the only one God or not the only one God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是神的神格里边的那一个三而一的事实。
It is in the Godhead this fact of the triune God.
从他们的意志感情和他们的性格上面来说。
Upon their will, their emotion, and their character, their nature.
他们是合一的。
They are one.
他们是一个整体。
It is one God.
但是在他们显明他们的作为的时候，
But when they manifest their work,
他们又是独立的三个个体。
They are also three individuals.
弟兄姊妹，我们，你读到福音书的时候，你就很清楚留意到这样。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Gospels, you can take note of that.
我们的主说，
Our Lord said,
父差我到地上，到世间来。
The Father sent me to the world.
我是看见父。
I see the Father.
我才能做事。
Then I can do.
我要听见父说。
I must hear the Father speak.
我才能有话跟你们说。
Then I can speak to you.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see.
使一切的动作是根据父。
All the actions of the Lord is according to the Father.
然后。
And then.
你又看到。
You can also see.
当主快要升天以前。
When the Lord was about.
钉十字架以前。
When the Lord was about to be crucified, he said to the disciples.
我去,
I will go.
我就差遣圣灵来,
I will send the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了,
when the Spirit comes,
他要把从我那里接受的事情告诉你们。
He will tell you the things which he accepts from me.
丢着你看到,
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
子根据父做工,
the Son works according to the Father.
灵根据子做工,
the Spirit works according to the Son.
灵所做的工,
all the work of the Spirit.
那个结果就是父所要完成的。
The result is what the Father wants to do.
因为我们看到，当然这个是说到那个神格里面的一个奥秘。
So brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a mystery in the deity.
这不在我们读四世纪的范围。
This is not in the boundary when we study Judges.
但是因为通过这样的经文的时候，我们也顺带提一提这个。
But when we come across such scripture, we'll just lightly mention it.
那现在呢？
Now.
当基甸遇见神了。
When Gideon sees God,
你看见一个很大的转变在哪里？
You see a great turnaround there.
不是说马上他就脱离惧怕。
It is not immediately he'll depart away from fear.
但是很根本的那个惧怕就从他里面拿走。
But the basic fear has been taken away.
那是神，当神跟他说话了以后。
After God spoke to him.
你留意。
Take note.
那是基甸制法的。
It is initiated by Gideon.
很自动显明的反应。
Very naturally, this is his response.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一。
First.
他立刻为神筑了一个坛。
He built an altar there unto the Lord.
他称这个坛叫做耶和华沙龙。
And called it Jehovah Shalom.
那耶和华沙龙是什么意思呢？
What does Jehovah Shalom mean?
就是耶和华是赐平安的神。
It means that Jehovah is the Lord God who gives peace.
现在他看到了。
Now he sees.
我们没有平安。
We don't have peace.
我们失去平安。
We lost our peace.
不是我们失去平安。
Not because we lost it.
是我们失去耶和华神。
Because we lost the Lord God.
我们失去了耶和华神。
We lost the Lord God.
所以我们当然没有平安。
And of course, then we don't have peace.
因为耶和华神是赐平安的。
Because the Lord God is one who gives peace.
我们没有了耶和华。
Without the Lord.
我们自然也就没有平安。
Naturally, we do not have peace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以你看到马上基甸里面就明亮了。
Immediately, Gideon was enlightened.
他立刻就做了这样的一件事。
Immediately, he did this.
给耶和华盖了一个坛。
And he built an altar unto the Lord.
然后呢？
And then,
他要按照神的吩咐。
According to the command of God.
In
that night,
他就把 他父亲的那个拜巴利的那个坛砍掉了。
He threw down the altar of Baal, his father.
啊，刚才已经提过了。
We mentioned that already.
他白天不敢做。
He dare not do it in the day.
晚上才做。
He did it at the night.
信心还没有到该到的地方。
His faith was not yet where it should be.
移动了第一步。
But already he made the move.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
有了第一步的移动。
After he made the first move,
就有第二步的移动。
He will have the second move.
就有第三步、第四步跟着上去。
And then the third and fourth move and continue on.
总把人带到那个信心的实际的里头。
It will lead man into the reality of that faith.
那结果呢？
It's the result.
第二天人起来,
the next day when they woke up, they saw、
哦、
that the altar of Baal was cast down.
要把这个问题这个搞这个事情的人杀了。
They said one to another, who did this? We must slaughter him.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
为基甸辩护的是谁呢?
Who was the one who defended Gideon?
是他爸爸。
It was his father.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到那个矛盾的地方吗
？Brothers and sisters, you see where the contradiction is.
那个巴利的坛的主人是他爸爸。
The altar of Baal belonged to his father.
那也就是说出，基甸的爸爸是拜巴利的一个领袖。
You can also say that Gideon's father was a leader in the worship to Baal.
不是一个领袖，也是一个非常卖力的人。
If not a leader, he is one who was very involved.
哎，当他起来看到
，When they arose early to see
儿子做的那些事情
，What his son did，
整个城里边的人都反对他的。
All the people of the city stood against him.
他却在那里说
，Yet he said，
如果巴利不能保护他自己的坛。
If Baal cannot save his own altar,
你还管他干什么呢?
Why would you still plead for him?
他既然不能保护他自己,
If he cannot save himself,
你也不必为他说话了。
You don't need to plead for him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到。
You can see.
当一个人在神面前转回神面前的时候
，When one returns back to God，
你看见神负责
，You can see God will be responsible。
该转变的人也带到转变了
，Will be also turn around those who he's responsible to turn around。
那然后你就看到了
，Then you can see，
整个城的人都转过来了
，Then all the people of the city turned around。
不仅是整个城的人转过来
，Not only the entire city。
我们往下去看的时候
，When we read on，
你就看到
，You can see then。
整个支派的人转过来了。
The entire tribe was turned around.
虽然这个支派在约旦河西只有半个支派。
Even though this tribe was only half a tribe east of the river Jordan.
但是这半个支派整个转过来了。
But this entire half tribe turned around.
不仅是这整个支派转过来。
Not only this tribe turned around.
是整个以色列也跟着转过来。
But the entire nation of Israel also turned around.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到一个次序。
Now brothers and sisters, we see this order.
那也就是神的恢复的工作的次序。
It is also the order of the restoration of the work of God.
从少数人开始。
Small in number begins.
甚至是从个别人开始。
You can say it starts with an individual.
先接受神的恢复。
First, he is recovered by God.
然后把这个恢复扩展到一个家。
And then this recovery expands to a family.
然后从一个家扩展到一个城。
And from a family to a city.
然后从一个城扩展到一个支派。
And then from a city expand to a tribe.
然后扩展到整个以色列。
And then from the tribe to the entire nation of Israel.
这个是复兴的次序。
Brothers and sisters, this is the order of revival.
神做复兴的时候。
When God does his revival work.
他不是一下子一轰就把所有的人都轰起来。
It is not immediately he will raise and revive everyone.
他是从少数人那里开始。
But he starts with the small numbers.
然后这个少数人慢慢的扩张他们的属灵的影响。
Through these few numbers, he will expand the spiritual influence. So brothers and sisters,
我们看到当日基甸的事的时候
when we see the matters of Gideon,
我们在神面前
we also see us before God.
我们实在是微不足道
indeed we're nothing.
我们也不是很大堆的人
we're insignificant, not a great group of people.
我们能在神的面前站对了
but if we stand equally before God,
神的那个恢复的工作也要在地上慢慢慢慢的显明
Then the revival of work of God will also gradually be manifested upon this earth.
所以你看到接下去就是
So immediately you see,
马拿西支派
the tribe of Manasseh,
亚瑟人亚瑟支派斯布伦支派拿弗他利支派这几个支派的人都出来了都聚合在一起了
Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, they went up to meet them.
那么就要准备对付那个米甸人了。
And they were ready to go against the Midianites.
好了，就碰到实际要对付的时候。
Now when the actual battle is coming,
基甸的信心又不能完全的提起来了。
Then he cannot rise up all of his faith again.
所以我们在第六章的末了也看见他上神。再要叫你凭据。
So at the end of chapter 6, we see him asking another sign from God.
他说神啊，如果你真要用着我去拯救以色列，你给我一个凭据，再给我一个凭据。
God, if you will use my hand to deliver Israel, give me another sign.
我今天晚上把一团羊毛放在火场上。
I will place a fleece of wool in the floor.
如果明天早晨起来。
If I wake up tomorrow,
只有这团羊没有露水，其他的地方都是干的。
If the dew be on the fleece only,
我就知道你做这个事情。
And it be dry upon all the earth besides,
神就按照他所要求的给他经历了。
Then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand? God did that for him.
但是他还是不放心。
Yet he was still not assured.
他第二个晚上又跟谁说？
Second night he said to God,
神啊，你再给我一个证据。
Give me yet another sign.
今天晚上又翻过来。
Now on the contrary tonight.
今天晚上是要羊毛是干的，全地都是湿的。
Tonight I want the fleece to be dry and all the ground around it will be wet.
结果神也按照他所要求的给他了。
And it was also done according to his request.
感谢神。
Thank God.
基甸就是这样信心给提起来了。
This was how Gideon's faith was risen.
但是你看到他这个信心给提起还是根据眼见。
But you can see his faith was risen is still based upon what is visible.
所以不能说是一个准确的信心。
So you cannot say this is an accurate faith.
但是起码比没有信心更强了。
But at the very least it's better than having no faith.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
基甸就是这样一步一步的让神恢复到一个地步，可以在神的手中给神用。
Gideon was restored by God in this way, step by step, until he was able to be used in the hand of God.
他真的给带到这个地步，还是在第七章。
He is only truly led to this position to be used by God only in chapter 7.
还没有到那个地步。
He's not yet in that position in chapter 6.
但是他的经历对我们来说有很好的帮助。
But his experience for us is of great help.
让我们看见。
To show us.
在跟随主的事上，你没有办法凭眼见的。
Upon the fact when we follow the Lord, we cannot.
你要凭眼见的，你永远没有路。
Follow what's visible, otherwise we have no way at all.
跟随主只有信心这一条路才能带进神的工作。
When we follow the Lord, it is only by this way of faith we can be led into His work.
拯救和恢复。
Into His salvation, into His revival.
但是有一个很重要的事。
A very important thing.
你说我们今天在神面前寻求神的旨意。
You say that as we're seeking after God's will today.
我们能不能像基甸
？Can we be like Gideon?
我们也向神要凭据。
That we also ask of a sign from God.
也许你要做一个事。
Maybe we want to do something.
你说神啊
，We say to God, God, show me a sign.
明天早上接我看见一团羊毛有露水。其他的地方干。
Tomorrow, show me fleece that is wet and all the ground is dry.
当然，你不一定是用着它这个内容。
Of course, you may not use the same detail.
你可以向神说神啊。
You can say to God.
如果是你的旨意。
If it's your will.
明天我回到办公室，第一眼他看见的就是某某人。
Tomorrow, when I go back to the office, the first person I see is so and so.
你要是这样给我看见某某人，我就知道这个是你的旨意。
If you show me the sign, then I know it's your will.
我们可以不可以这样做
？Can we do that？
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
还是不要
？No， we should not。
你说怎么基甸可以，我不可以
？You say how come Gideon can do so， I cannot。
弟兄姊妹，基甸是可以
，brothers and sisters， Gideon can， but you cannot。
分别在什么地方
？Where's the difference？
分别乃是在
，the difference is，
基甸当时是没有圣灵住在。里面的人。
At that time, Gideon, someone who did not have the Holy Spirit indwelling him, in the Old Testament,
神带领他的百姓是用眼见的原则为主体。
As God led His people, He used the visible things as the overriding theme.
当然，他们如果有信心跟随主，不凭眼见，那是最美。
Of course, it would be most beautiful if they can follow the Lord with, by faith.
但是他 旧约的人实在是不具备这个完全信心的条件。
But those in the Old Testament are not fully equipped with this condition to follow by faith.
神在旧约里面那个带领是用着大祭司胸牌里头那个乌灵和土明那一个安排做原则的。
And so in the over general theme of God's guidance for the people in the Old Testament, it is by the breastplate of the high priest Urim and Thummim.
那就是眼见的原则。
It is the principle of what is visible.
因为他们没有圣灵。
Because they did not have the Holy Spirit.
我们今天蒙恩得救的时候。
When we are saved by grace today,
圣灵住在我们。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵是我们的引导者。
The Holy Spirit is our guide.
还有神自己的话语在外面给我们扶持。
There is also the word of God that supports us without.
并且基督做我们生命的这个事实也是给我们一个很明显的管理。
And the fact that Christ is our life gives us a very evident government.
所以在新约的日子。
So in the days of the New Testament, brothers and sisters,
不是说你绝对不能这样做。
It is not that you absolutely cannot do this.
但是准确的在新约的等候神的心思不是根据这个。
But in the accurate heart of following the Lord in the New Testament, it is not according to this.
很简单的信心。
It is based upon a very simple faith.
因为哥林多后书第四章那里很清楚地告诉我们。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, there clearly tells us.
因为我们现在的行事为人不是凭着眼见，乃是凭着信心。
Because we do not walk by sight, but by faith.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们今天晚上只是把就是把基甸的开头的一些事情先掌握过来。
Today we'll just first grasp some of the beginning things of Gideon.
然后我们再看神怎么再进一步的做那个拯救。
And then we'll go a step further to see how God completes his deliverance.
叫他的百姓脱离失败、软弱和无知。
So that his people can depart away from weakness, failure, and foolishness.
我想我们今天晚上交通就停在这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.